Bedford. Yes, it's the Boston Medium here on a surprise Saturday night. Over here in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Woohoo! Yep. I am here for tonight covering. And I'm very excited because, you know, it's not a regular show. I'm going to be able to play some tunes. More tune-ish than talking, you know. More spontaneous goodness. Please call in if you want. No readings, just call in for fun if you want, please. I totally welcome you in. I got a lot of fun stuff going on here. A lot. We got some Scott Joplin. Oh, come on. Of course I had to come play with the Scott Joplin. We got that ragtime going in. It's gonna be good. We got the angelic upstarts. Heck to the yes. Cleftones. Got some doo-wop, some punk. We got some rockabilly. Reverend Horton Heat. George Harrison. Gilbert O'Sullivan. One of my old-time classics. And tonight I'm going to try to attempt to do some vinyl. So hopefully we'll have some vinyl fun in later on in the show. I'm here for a whole 2 hours, 9 to 11, and I am just amped and I'm ready. I'm ready for this. Are you ready? I hope you're ready because I'm super duper excited. I hope you get excited too. I hope so because this is the song Ragtime, the entertainer that you get ready for when you hear the ice cream truck going. So let's go.
Thank you. my angel lover.
Thank you.
Hello, it is the Boston Medium here on a Saturday night. Yeah, how you feeling? I'm feeling good. The word is copacetic. Very, very copacetic. I hope you're enjoying this eclectic playlist I've got here. I'm really excited about it. I hope you are as excited as I am. There's a lot of interesting things here. I played the Cleftones, My Angel Lover doo-wop, one of my very, very favorite, favorite classics. Angelic Upstarts with Last Night, Another Soldier. Absolutely love that song. And I don't know if you listened closely, I always thought that sounded like, go, go, Power Rangers. I always thought that was Go, Go, Power Rangers. I really thought it was similar. I don't know. Call me crazy, but I hear it like, last night, another soldier. Last night, another. Okay. I mean, listen to it. I think they're very identical. Anyways, we got the Ragtime Piano with Scott Joplin. You ever hear the ice cream truck going by? Yeah, it's very circus, very clownish. Absolutely love it. Love Ragtime. Love Scott Joplin. I'm going to be playing some more Scott Joplin. We got Pineapple Rag coming up soon. Not right now, but soon. Again with the Mississippi Sheiks, the jazz fiddler. I like that. I love that essence. I wanted to plop it in there. I just wanted to plop it on right in there. So right now, guess what time it is? It's PSA time. Okay, here we go. Oh, I just, and it's so funny. Before I do the PSAs, I'm like, I just open up to anything, and then I'm reading, I'm like, what am I reading? Wait, let me just scan this and make sure I'm not reading anything weird. Okay, here we go. Alternative Scouting, PSA. Oh, this is kind of cute. The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about the co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.psaus.org. Again, that's www.bpsa-us.org, or by calling 636-542-8855. A public service message from the Baden-Powell Service Association and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yay! Yippee! Wow, I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling it. I like it that this is what I'm doing with my Saturday night, actually. I'm actually wanting me doing this more than anything. Is the ultimate truth. It is the ultimate truth. So we got some more jolly good times coming up. Yes, I said jolly good times coming up for you in the next. Oh, now it's the next hour and 40 minutes. Cool. Time flies when you're having fun, you know? It really does. Like, you ever notice that? Time just whizzes on by, and it just whizzed. It just like, it's like, wow, 20 minutes went by so quick. Okay. Love you guys. Okay, I'm about to play Gilbert O'Sullivan, Alone Again, Naturally. If you have not heard of Gilbert O'Sullivan, you better dig into that vinyl record collection and you better get some Gilbert O'Sullivan vinyls and play that. I'm telling you, I love him because he has his own kind of genre. It's very mellow, very 70s, but it's just the piano playing is extraordinary. And I think he was extremely underrated. So tune it in. Gilbert O'Sullivan, and plus, this was a hit, Alone Again, Naturally. Here we go.
Wait a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sound, I promise myself to treat myself. Is it a nearby? my tower and climbing to the top, will throw myself off in an effort to make clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people were saying, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go on, as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to who wouldn't do the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in his mercy, if he really does exist, why did he desert me in my hour of need? I truly am. Seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do?
Feelings call to you now.
Hello, and welcome back to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO. Oh, hoo, hoo, hoo is right. Ooh, we are here kicking it in the studio here with the Boston Medium Paranormal Playground Sounds Takeover. Tonight is a fun show. A little, you know, less talk. more tunage. Feeling the vibes. Definitely feeling the vibes in all excellence, in all excellent areas. It's a beautiful, beautiful night tonight. The weather is very, very fall-esque, and I can't wait for summer. I know you guys can't wait for summer. I'm going to just get into that pool. Get to the beach, whatever it is. It's just going to happen. Oh, man. Whoo! Oh, man. So, here we go. Kicking it off with some Frankie Lyman. Here we go. Do you like that song? So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. I love it too. I love it. It's great. Here we go.
So you gave him your heart too, just as I gave mine to you. stood right in front of me. Color of her eyes were the color of insanity. Crushed beneath her wave like a ship I could not reach the shore. But all just dancers, rock and roll stands for. And swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more next to me. Swing a little more, and then there we go. Swing a little more on the devil's dance floor. Crushed against her face, I could feel her insecurity. Might have been a drunk, and her father was obscurity. Nothing ever came from a life that was a simple one. Pull yourself together, girl, have a little fun. When she took me by the hand, I could see she was a furry one. Her legs ran all the way up to heaven and past Avalon. Tell me something, girl, what it is you have in store. She said, come with me now.
Hello, 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 and we are back here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, here with the Boston Medium, here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. Not a regular show, but a fun show. Hope you're enjoying all the tunes, all the eclectic, very eclectic, versatile, diverse selection. I hope you can appreciate that. Everything that ranges from punk to reggae to old-timey to gospel to rockabilly to doo-wop to 80s to it just keeps going, and it keeps going to, you know, ragtime. It just keeps like a flower just branching out and branching, like a tree, just infinity. It's infinite. The possibilities are infinite here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. So I'd like to mention that it's Marilyn Monroe's birthday. Woohoo! Shout out to Marilyn Monroe. Shout out to Miss Norma Jean. Norma Jean Baker. Norma Jean Mortensen. Whichever one. I know everything about Marilyn Monroe, by the way. Yeah, I know everything about her. I can't count how many books, biographies I own, but I could basically write a whole biography about her just off the top of my head. That's how many books I've read about Marilyn Monroe. I could write a biography, a freehand biography about Marilyn. That's how much I know about her. I've been collecting her memorabilia literally since I was 10 years old. And she's a very fascinating soul. She's come to me in my dreams many times. She's come in communication. She's probably the first spirit that I actually started talking to. Yes, was Miss Marilyn Monroe was the first spirit I started talking to. So she's very, very dear to me. She was like my first guardian angel that I actually recognized as a guardian angel and understood her presence. And she's very, very special to me. Very. And I'm really glad that today I can recognize her and I can have airtime and I can actually talk about her spirit and her soul and how magical of a being and how intelligent she was. I absolutely love her. Despite, you know, when any negativity a lot of people may have towards her or think towards her, you know, because when I used to see her and I used to watch movies, all I would see was something. I just saw fantasy and I saw art. That's what I would just see, this woman who displayed this energy that was very artistic and very just exuberating something that we've never actually seen before. And it was just an energy that was what she brought was this kind of type of innocence and this type of captivating beauty. She had this innocence and this captivating beauty that was just miraculous to look. And it was just the softness and the sweetness that she had behind her when she was on camera. But there was something about her presence that I would always see. And what I would see was that when I watched her in her movies, it looked like she created possibilities. I saw wow, I would like to create something magical. I don't know what it is. I couldn't put my finger on it. It wasn't that I wanted to do what she was doing or emulate what she was doing in any way. I didn't want to act, or I didn't really want to be like an actress. I knew I wanted to do things with film, but there was something about the movies that she was in that I wanted to be a part of, that kind of creativity and capturing it in colors and the technicolors and the 1950s and the Art Deco. And there was just something about it. So I got a lot of my artistic inspiration, my early artistic inspiration, from her. You know, just the photographs, just constantly looking at her photographs and constantly seeing something beyond just what we're supposed to see, you know, sexy sex symbol. I didn't really see that. I saw something beyond that. I saw a story she was translating with her soul, you know. I saw something much deeper than I think, you know, just a misunderstood individual. But communicating with her spirit, you know, I can tell you, it's just one of the most sweetest souls I've ever met in my life. One of the most sweetest, loving beings ever. I've ever met. She's just remarkable in my eyes. She will always be just remarkable. And I love you, Marilyn. I think you are great. You're fantastic. And I loved what you had a hard time. You really did. But I loved what you left here. I loved, you know, what you imprinted here. You're beautiful. So I wanted to play. There's actually some Marilyn songs that I wanted, you know, to be able to play. I think there are just some songs where it's just like, not a lot of people have heard. And like, for one, there's Gentlemen Prefer Blondes is just, I've seen that so many times. It's really one of my favorite. And I love Jane Russell. The duo was great. It was a great comedy. And they have a bunch of songs from it. And one of the songs, my favorite, was Bye Bye Baby, when they're on the boat and they had, you know, just two little girls from Little Rock, you know, It's just a fun, just a really fun freaking movie that I really loved. So, I hope you enjoy this. It's a little, this is like, you know, the little ditty, the little snippets. So here we go. Here is Bye Bye Baby with Jane Russell and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, there's a shore.
Bye bye baby. Remember you're my baby when they give you the eye. Although I know that you care, won't you write and declare that though on the loose, you are still on the square. I'll be gloomy, but send that rainbow to me then. My shadows will fly, though you'll be gone for a while. I know that I'll be smiling with my baby by and by. And by with my baby, by
in the sweet.
On a shore, on a shore.